Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. Tonight's Torah portion reading will be 1 Kings chapter 22 to 2 Kings chapter 8. Let's begin. First Kings chapter 22. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth-Gilead is ours? And we be still, and take not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth-Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses, as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of Yahweh today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for Yahweh shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Machaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of Yahweh. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called unto an officer and said, Hasten hither, Machaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes, in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made him horns of iron, and he said, Thus saith Yahweh, With these shall thy push the Syrians, until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for Yahweh shall deliver into it the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Machaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Machaiah said, As Yahweh liveth, what Yahweh saith unto me, that I will speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Machaiah, shall we go up against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go and prosper, for Yahweh shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but which is true in the name of Yahweh? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And Yahweh said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him, on his right hand and on his left. And Yahweh said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this matter, and the other said on that matter. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before Yahweh, and said, I will persuade him. And Yahweh said unto him, Bear with, and he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, Yahweh hath put forth a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and Yahweh hath spoken evil concerning thee. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaah, went near, and smote Micaiah on the cheek, and said, Which way went the spirit of Yahweh from ye to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into the inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah, and carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in prison, and feed him the bread of affliction, and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou return at all in peace, Yahweh hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his chariot, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, save only the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, Surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, Turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. And the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians, and died at evening. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of his chariot. And there went a proclamation throughout all the host about the going down of the sun, saying, Every man to his city, and every man to his own country. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor, according unto the word of Yahweh, which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah, in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. And Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered a burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and his might that he showed, and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. There was then no king in Edom, a deputy was king. And Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. Then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. and Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked to anger Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, according to all that his father had done.
2 Kings chapter 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down through a lactase in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, Go inquire of Beelzebub, the mighty one of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a mighty one in Israel, that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the mighty one of Ekron? Now therefore, thus saith Yahweh, Thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, Why art ye now turned back? And they said unto him, There came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, Go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus saith Yahweh, Is it not because there is not a mighty one in Israel, that thou sentest to inquire of Beelzebub, the mighty one of Ekron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you, and told you these words? And they answered him, He was an hairy man, and girt with the girdle of leather upon his loins. And he said, It is Elisha the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of an hill. And he spake unto him, Thou man of mighty one, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of mighty one, then let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of mighty one, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto him, And Elisha answered and said unto him, If I be a man of mighty one, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of mighty one came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the 50 with his 50. And the third captain of his 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of mighty one, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came down fire from heaven, and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of Yahweh said unto Elisha, Go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith Yahweh, For as much as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the mighty one of Ekron, it is not because there is no mighty one in Israel to inquire of his word. Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. So he died according to the word of Yahweh, which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the 2nd year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass, when Yahweh would take up Elijah into heaven with a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for Yahweh hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as Yahweh liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, knowest thou that Yahweh will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for Yahweh have sent me to Jericho. And he said, as Yahweh liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha, and said unto him, knowest thou that Yahweh will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, ye, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for Yahweh hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast answered a thing hard. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them into pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is Yahweh, mighty one of Elijah? And when also he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, I pray thee, and seek thy master. Lest peradventure the spirit of Yahweh have taken him up, and cast him upon some mountain, or into some valley. And he said, yea, shall not send. And when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, send. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto thee, go not? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, and my master seeth, but the water is not, and the ground burn. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it unto him. And he went forth into the springs of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith Yahweh, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death, or burn land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the sayings of Elisha, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel, And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thy bald head, go up, thy bald head. And he turned back and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 40 and two children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. 2 Kings chapter 3. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. He wrought evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not like his father and like his mother. But he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheepmaster, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with wool. But it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time, and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab have rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. As I am, thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And he said, Which way shall we go up? And he answered, The way through the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, Alas, that Yahweh have called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not yet a prophet of Yahweh that may inquire Yahweh by him? And one of the kings of Israel's servants answered and said, Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of Yahweh is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Edom, went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father, and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, Nay, for Yahweh hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, As Yahweh of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look forward to thee, nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of Yahweh came upon him, and he said, Thus saith Yahweh, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith Yahweh, Ye shall see no wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of Yahweh. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city, and every choice city, and shall fall every good tree, and stop all the wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that, behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor, and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side, as red as blood. And they said, This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fell before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kehath Aseth left they the stones thereof. Howbeit, the slingers went about it, and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords, to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him, and returned to their land. 2 Kings chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear Yahweh, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaiden hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all the vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of Mighty One. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of rest. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of Mighty One, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him a bed there, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily she hath no children, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my master, thou man of Mighty One, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to the lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And when she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of Mighty One and shut the door upon him and went out, and she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Mighty One and come again. And he said, Wherefore wouldest thou go to him today? Is it neither new moon nor Sabbath? And she said, It shall be well. Then she saddled an ass, and said to her servant, Drive and go forward, slack not thy ride for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came into the man of Mighty One to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of Mighty One saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it all well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of Mighty One to the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of Mighty One said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and Yahweh hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my master? Did I say not? Do not deceive me. Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, As Yahweh liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him, and told him, saying, The child is not awaked. And when Elisha came into the house, behold, the child was dead, and laid upon his bed. And he went in therefore, and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto Yahweh. And he went up, and laid upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house to and fro, and went up, and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, Call the Shunammite woman. So he called her, and she was come in unto him, and said, Take up thy child. Then she went in, and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground, and took up her son, and went out. And Elisha came again into Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, Set on a great pot, and seeth pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild goats, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of Mighty One, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot. And he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from by Al-Shal-Ishah, and brought the man of Mighty One bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and 4 ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, Give unto the people, that they may eat. And his servitor said, What should I set this before 100 men? And he said, Give the people that they may eat. For thus saith Yahweh, They shall eat, and shall leave thereof. So he set before them, and they did eat, and left thereof, according to the word of Yahweh.
2 Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because of him Yahweh had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies,
and had brought away the captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would mighty one my master were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him from his leprosy. And one went in and told his master, saying, thus and thus saith the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter of the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I mighty one, to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeth a quarry against me. And it was so, when Elisha the man of mighty one had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand, and call in the name of Yahweh his mighty one, and strike his hand over this place, and recover the leper. Apnea and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel, may I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him, and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of mighty one, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he turned to the man of mighty one, and he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no mighty one in all the earth, but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, as Yahweh liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offerings nor sacrifice unto other mighty ones, but unto Yahweh. In this thing Yahweh pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on his hand and bow himself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, Yahweh pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of mighty one, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as Yahweh liveth, I will run after him. I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, it's all well. And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of garments. And Naaman said, be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver and 2 bags with 2 changes of raiment, and laid them upon his 2 servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, and he took them from their hand, and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, Went not my own heart with thee, when the man turned aside from his chariot to meet thee? Is it time to receive money, and to receive garments, and olive yards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants? The leprosy thereof of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence as a leper, white as snow. 2 Kings chapter 6. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, I pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was falling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, my master, for it was borrowed. And the man of mighty one said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, and cast it in thither, and the arm did swim. Therefore he said, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, And such a place shall be my camp. And the man of mighty one sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Assyrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent into the place which the man of mighty one told him, and warned him of. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of mighty one told him, and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants, and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my master, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go, and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots, and a great host, and they came by night, and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of mighty one was risen early, and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Yahweh, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, that mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto Yahweh and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, Neither is this the city. Follow me. I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were coming to Samaria, that Elisha said, Yahweh, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them,
that they may eat and drink, and go to their master. And he prepared great provisions for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts, and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it, until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help my master, O king." And he said, "If Yahweh do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the wine press?" The king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, Give thy son, that we may eat him. And she hid her son. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth upon his flesh."
2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria." Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of Mighty One, and said, "Behold, if Yahweh would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he answered, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thy own eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." And there were 4 leprous men that entered into the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were coming to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the master had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled into the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, "We came into the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of a man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were." And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's household within. And the king arose in the night, and said unto his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done unto us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out into the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, When they come out of the city, we shall cast them alive, and get into the city." And one of his servants answered and said, "Let some take
I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. And they took therefore 2 chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, Go and see. And they went after them into Jordan. And lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of Yahweh. And the king appointed the lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of mighty one had said, who spake when the king came down to him. And when it came to pass, as the man of mighty one had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time at the gate of Samaria. And that lord answered the man of mighty one, and said, Now behold, if Yahweh should make the windows of heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thy own eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died.
2 Kings chapter 8. Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son had restored to life, saying, Arise and go thou and thy household, and sojourner whatsoever thou canst sojourner. For Yahweh hath called for a famine, and it shall come upon the land in 7 years. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of mighty one, and she went with her household, and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end, that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her household and for her land. And the king talked to Gehazi, the servant of the man of mighty one, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that, behold, the woman whose son had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, My master, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed her a certain officer, saying, Restore all that was hers, and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, The man of mighty one has come hither. And the king said unto Hazael, Take a present in thy hand, and go. Meet the man of mighty one, and inquire of Yahweh by him, saying, Shall I recover of this disease? So Hazael went to meet him, and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camels burdened, and came and stood before him, and said, Thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, Shall I recover of this disease? And Elisha said unto him, Go say unto him, Thou mayest certainly recover. Howbeit, Yahweh hath showed me that he shall surely die. And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the man of mighty one wept. And Hazael said, Why weepest thou, my master? And he answered, Because I know the evil that thou willest do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children, and rip up their women with child. And Hazael said, But what? Is thy servant a dog, that he should do this great thing? And Elisha answered, Yahweh hath showed me that thou shalt surely be king over Syria. So he departed from Elisha, and came to his master, who said to him, What said Elisha to thee? And he answered,
He told me that thou shalt surely recover. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water and spread it on his face so that he died. And Hazael reigned in his stead. In the fifth year of Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. 32 years was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab. For the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of Yahweh. Yet Yahweh would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him always a light, and to his children. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah, and made a king over themselves. So Jehoram went over to Zair, and all the chariots with him, and he rose by night, and smote the Edomites which compassed about him, and the captains of the chariots, and the people fled into their tents. Yet Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah until this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time. And the rest of the acts of Jehoram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Jehoram slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, did Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, begin to reign. 22 years was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, king of Israel. And he walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and did evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did the house of Ahab, for he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. And he went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, and Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Joram. And King Joram went back to be healed in Jezreel, of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Azael, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick.